It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Lisa.
Hey.
Just kidding. I'm Jamie. Ooh, it sounds so weird today.
You sound weird.
You sound weird.
Why does your sweater have oranges on it?
Or
are those peaches? Oranges?
No, they're oranges. I don't know.
Florida?
I was feeling fruity. Dun-dun-dun.
Well.
I don't know, because it wasn't, okay. It's not like quite.
Stay with us, folks.
The weather is like weird. It's like not hot. It's not cold enough for a t-shirt, I didn't feel. But it's not like sweater weather.
I am in a polo shirt, shorts, and flip-flops.
Because you run hot. You're like, oh, I'm hot.
I'm what?
You run hot. Run hot. Kirk run hot.
Lisa, save me.
She's not here. You're not safe. I like how you always, is that sunglasses on your t-shirt? Is that fruit on your shirt? What are you wearing?
Well, most of the time you wear black and white stripes, prison type outfit.
I wasn't feeling prisony today. I was feeling fruity.
Fruity, okay.
Fruity. Well. I'm going to need a drink after this. All right. Do we have fun facts? Do you have stats? What do you got today? What do you got for us?
I have nothing.
Stats.
No, we did stats before. We did stats last week.
We did great stats.
Or 2 weeks ago.
I know.
No, Lisa brought up an article on Costco doors. So I thought that was kind of a fun fact.
Oh, yeah. Let's do Costco doors.
So the fun fact is, get a Costco door. Costco door is a
door
if you have a garage and you have, you know, a couple steps up into the house. And if you have a pantry that is sharing the same wall as your garage, picture a little kind of a speakeasy door on the underneath the shelving that opens up from your garage. You know, it totally blends in. Let's say it's all white. It looks just like a little hidden door, but it opens up and you just push all your Costco items through so you don't have to carry them up the stairs around and put them away in the pantry. You shove them right through. It looks super cool. I know maybe it sounds kind of dorky the way I'm explaining it, but buyers love these little things and cool little attributes. And any buyer I've worked with saw that, they would just go gaga over it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to my parents today, and so my mom's dishwasher died, and I said, oh my gosh, you got to get a Bosch. I love Bosch appliances. I just think they're quiet. I think that they're high-end enough that they do what they need to do, and then my mom said, well, I need to replace all the appliances. And I said, because, you know, eventually they're going to go bad. So she said, I want to do one and then all of them. And I said, oh, nope, that totally makes sense. And then she said, well, everybody's giving me recommendations on the fridge. And I said, listen, you're at an age now where everything for the refrigerator really should work for you. You need to stop thinking about, so if you need the fridge to, hypothetically, if you want it to get the fridge that you order your groceries, if you really want to be that tech savvy, we can set those things up on your phone. If that drives you crazy, then no. If you want the ice maker, and I said, but so my parents are really big into entertaining. My mother loves to entertain. She loves to have parties. She loves to have people over. They have people out by the pool. And I said, you really need a lot of shelf room. You need different like things on the side. You love to have, like, she loves to have jams and jellies and different things in the for anybody that's ever met my mother, she just, if you're like, oh, I'd like a salad dressing, there's 7 different options. And there's, you know, when she pulls out cheese, there's 8 to 12 different options of cheese. And she just really likes tasting things, and she loves charcuterie boards. And she is she is a born entertainer. She is somebody that's, when she sets stuff out.
No, that's different from the type of entertainment you do, right?
Very different than the type of entertainment. I swear, Kirk. So I just said, you need to really be looking at the fridges from your standpoint of what you really like. And I think that's really important when you're, you know, it's funny because my husband and I are discussing replacing the floor. So we were deciding, do we go with Floorcraft? Do we go with Home Depot? Do we go with Costco flooring? And I said, again, all of them have Lowe's. I've gone to all the places.
Have we been discussing flooring for a long time?
Yes, we're 100%
committed.
It's been
a year on the show that we've talked about.
Yep, we're 100% committed. Well, this is the problem. We went with a retaining wall, which Dirtworks did. Shout out to them. Phenomenal job. If you've not used them before, again, there's great services, great companies out here, but Little Dirtworks came in.
Wait, is it Little Bits or is it Dirtworks?
Hold on. I think
I know. Or they have a couple too. They have a pooper poop.
Yeah, they're turd herders.
Turd herders.
Yep, they're the Little Bit Dirt Company is what they're called. They came over. They're a family-owned company. They're phenomenal. They are somebody that I will, again, not that I don't branch out and don't use different companies, but they have been phenomenal. They also do our septic system. But their customer service is, I just, it really.
I've heard that from a few people.
And you know what I love about them? And this is why I say their customer service is so great. We wanted to add something a little, you know, we saw it. We saw the final product. We didn't love it. Like, their work was great, but we didn't love the look of it. We wanted a little bit extra to kind of finish it out. Mm-hmm. And you, sometimes I think you see things, but then you, until you can kind of see the final product, you're like, oh, maybe it should have been a little bit longer, a little bit bigger. They were like, yes, we can go. If the stuff is in, we'll go pick that up tomorrow and we can add that on. They sent us an updated quote that night. We approved everything, and then the next day they were on it. So, and they've done that before. When we widened our driveway, we added some extra things just to make sure turnaround was easier for people with trailers. People coming in, the Amazon truck that pulls in. We just wanted to make sure people could us as well included. But to turn around in our driveway was really tight when we first bought the house. And it was a little bit scary just because it's not a steep driveway, but it's almost steep enough that you can't turn around very well. And it was driving. I kept telling my husband, I was like, I'm going to back off of, like, we don't have a cliff, but it's like you're really into a ditch into our lawn. And I just said, I'm going to back into this and it's just going to not go well for somebody. And so we widened our driveway and they did a couple extra things. Like, they even took out some trees for us. So when they see things, I mean, again, they're telling you what they're not just doing stuff. They're saying, hey, these are things that we're noticing. Do you want this done? All done. So we just really appreciated
their service. Contractors that just they don't say anything, or they do the work and then just add it onto your bill.
Yes. And I just like, I think what I absolutely love and where I recommend different companies is transparency. I think the ease of working with somebody where they are, again, we were very, we understood if they couldn't do the work the next day because we didn't know if we were taking away from a different contract or if they had other people. But they were really, really accommodating. I think they split their team. So we had two people coming in to finish the smaller job for us, where the day of work we had I think seven people working.
Oh, wow.
Coming in to do the major work and the dirt work, the road, the clear, you know, whatever. But we're also debating a roof. We have a really great roofer right now who we absolutely adore. We're probably 5 years out from roof replacement, but we're trying to think about, do we just get this done now so we don't have a big issue with our roof? We trust this roofer. So that's where we're like, oh, floor, you know, it's just big projects.
Wait,
we're just
okay. So did you do your floors?
No, we are just picking out the flooring.
I'm going to make you put earnest money down.
I know. That's what I said. The hard part for flooring is what you, it's hard to picture it in a big scene, like what it's going to look like across the floor and if I'm going to love it. So, the ladies at Floor Crafter gave me two huge samples, which I have in the back of the car.
Isn't there technology where you can just lay that flooring into a picture of your house and see what it looks like?
Yes. She said we could do that, but she actually gave me the samples. So I stayed with the samples all weekend. And
you slept on the floor next to them.
I did. I cuddled them. I loved on them. I was like, oh my gosh. So I think we're 100% on a flooring sample. So I'm going to go order that today or tomorrow.
What is it?
It's like a light oak, but it's got some.
It's kind of what we were looking at.
Yeah, it's totally durable. It's waterproof. Or as waterproof as it can get. Really great for dogs, kids, if we had kids.
Bring that sample in.
Yeah.
If you would.
Yeah. So I took pictures of everything, but I just, you know, again, it's just I didn't want to make a quick decision and then just be like, oh, my gosh, I absolutely dislike it and then want a different flooring. Because, again, it'll be the flooring we do in the downstairs and then the flooring that we do in the upstairs because we have a three-story house, which I wish we did not, but we do.
Whoa. You don't see many of those. I mean, no. I've been through plenty of them, but that they're somewhat rare.
They are rare.
Like, I don't know.
But we got one.
Huh.
The only thing that I love about it is our basement is always cold, and it is beautiful in the summertime to just be in a cool basement. And it's really nice with our schedules that my husband can go down there and it can be quiet, and I can still do whatever I need to do when he has to work nights or whatever, or has to be on an off schedule. So that's been really nice. And we have it set up for gaming downstairs. So like when my nephew came, we did a big gaming. He could game. They gamed late at night till like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I could go to bed and not have to hear that. So they could kill zombies, do whatever. And you can do projects and stuff down there and leave it, and it's not in your main level. So it works out great. But let's get to our enough about sharing on that. Let's get to our topic today, which is we're still kicking back to preparing your house to sell in the summer. We've talked a little bit about addressing necessary repairs, deferred maintenance. We talk about that always. I think we talked about it in our last show, just always. We talked specifically, I think you and I both mentioned it's worth it getting the inspection, the getting if you haven't gotten a engineer inspection, getting one on the house. I have had clients, buyers ask, is it already done?
And from the and I think I mentioned this last week or two, I would say 2/3 to 3/4 of, and this has been a not a pandemic, epidemic, the most transactions I've seen fall through ever.
Yeah.
It's nutso. And from what people I've talked to and polled and blah, 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 I'd say 2/3 to 3/4 are falling through because of inspection reports.
Yes.
Man, again, how nice would it be to have that
report?
Well,
even some of so in the last 3 days over the weekend, I think I visited 20 houses. So
me
I
too.
Took buyers through about 20 houses. Some of them had engineer inspections. Some of them didn't. When I asked why they were still on the market, some of them had been on the market for 4 to 6 weeks. Again, different price levels. Their sales had fallen through.
Yep.
So they got to the engineer inspection, and then they changed their mind on something last minute or even toward the closing table, and there wasn't enough time for the seller to get that fixed.
Well, you can't change your mind at the closing table on a repair item.
Yep. Well,
I guess, yeah, and I've seen a lot of weird stuff, so I guess they can try.
So on some things they tried, or people walked, or just different things happened. They couldn't come to an agreement during the engineer inspection. So I think...
But I'm seeing more buyers want more towards turnkey than fixer-uppers or sweat equity right now. I don't know if interest rates plays into that whatsoever, but I'm just seeing a ton of buyers. That's what they want.
Yep. Well, and I think a lot of it is, I mean, well, I think maybe a third of it is coming down to we're offering cash over appraisal. We're getting, you know, we're doing these things.
Yep.
So I don't know how much more money we're going to have to fix.
That's true.
Or unless we know what we're getting. So I know I'm going to have to replace one thing or two things.
And here's another one, by the way, if you're competing, I just competed yesterday, day before in one. We didn't do as is. We didn't. So we are getting a home inspection, and we did win. But I mean, even if you're doing as is and you get the home inspection, it's possible. It's kind of can be annoying, but it's possible to go back and say, "Hey, we want to, you know, we want some stuff done. We said we're going to buy it as is, but we didn't know all this stuff was going to come up. So things have changed. That's a material. This new inspection is a material fact." You know, I may not have even entered in the contract in the first place had I known all this stuff was wrong with it that we didn't know about. So we, you know, for us to move on, we're going to want this stuff done. Some people are just bailing because they just, like you said, we're strapped. We've already paid cash over appraisal. We can't fix this stuff, so we got to peace out.
Right.
But that could be just new people not being educated and not knowing it's okay to try to negotiate and just try to find a meet the minds. You know, sellers want to sell, buyers want to buy. Try to put it together, but unless it's something weird where They're just trying to get out of the transaction because of the inspection report for something else.
Right.
So getting it done ahead of time, please encourage yourself to go get one.
Well, and I think it all comes down to, like in the last show we talked about, there are some things that are just really easy fixes for the sellers. And it doesn't cost a lot of money, but it looks really good to a buyer that's coming in and like, oh, wow, okay, so these things have already been repaired.
You've had inspection and you tried.
Yep, and that takes a lot of pressure off, you know, and sometimes you have a buyer that already has maybe a specialty in a couple things that are like, I can easily fix these couple things, so no big deal. And then you're like you just said, the meeting of the minds of could maybe we just get these two things fixed. And that feels really good to the seller, feels really good to the buyer. And we're already, you know, 2/3 of the way there because we've already gotten that engineer inspection done and they already started on something. So, I mean, the couple houses we looked at, I know there's one that one of our next homies is selling. they already had an engineer inspection. That was a game changer. So, I mean, I've been able to, my clients didn't decide on it just because, honestly, my wife wanted it. My husband didn't love it. The wife wanted it so bad. We went and saw it twice, but I saw it for another client. So I sent it to another client who really is very interested. But that home inspection already being done is a game changer.
Sure.
So the fact that it's already on file, I have another house that it's not on file. And so it's kind of holding things up where they're like, oh, okay, well, we're going to have to get a home inspection. But the three houses that I did see that I had those on file, I was able to not only see those houses, but send those out to other buyers. Yeah. That were like, hey, if it doesn't work out for the buyer I'm showing it to, this might be the right house for you.
Yeah, so your house will be less days on market. I promise you that.
Yep.
It will adjust a buyer's thinking on how much they're going to offer, having that inspection report. So it's going to save you money there.
Yep.
It's probably going to save you money if the deal is going to fall through 15 days into it, 2 weeks on the market, half a mortgage payment. So it's going to pay for itself. So.
Yes.
We're going to preach this until the market changes.
Yep.
I would totally get an inspection report.
Yep. And then quickly, we're just going to reiterate declutter and depersonalize. I've been in a lot of homes the last several weeks, and even if they're beautiful, and which I have been into some stunning homes, but I cannot tell you how many buyers got lost in the stuff that was in the house.
I've seen it on picture and photo and pictures
yes.
too.
I mean, and I'm not saying that you can't have the couches and the the furniture, but it was like, here's a perfect example. One of the clients in one of the houses had a photo wall, and it wasn't just even a photos that was of them. It was just artwork. I must have spent 20 minutes trying to get my clients off that photo wall because they were so they were just like, look at this. Is this not the cool? And I was like, oh my gosh, we need to go look at the kitchen. Like, we have an hour booked, but
right.
we have other appointments. And I'm just like, I couldn't point out all the things that they had asked for from the, they wanted a powder room that had certain things. They asked for a garage space that had extra storage. I'm trying to point those things out to them. They're still locked in on that photo wall. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I wish that this had come down, even if there were nail holes in the wall. I feel like we could have overlooked those a lot faster than we just got lost. I mean, every single one of there were five of them,
yeah.
the family, all of them and were just like.
And just because it's a seller's market doesn't mean you don't have to try.
Right.
I mean, you really do. And you're going to get more money for your house. The houses that show the best, that are priced the best, absolutely. Do the best. And so you're going to definitely get more money for your bang. Hey, guys, we are going to take a quick break. Hang tight.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynor.
And Fruity Jamie.
Oh my gosh, please don't say that. I don't need a nickname.
She has fruit on her sweater.
I have horrible allergies
in
today.
August. Yeah, so we had to take a break, but sorry about the awkward break cut. Jamie, I thought was going
to
die.
I was choking to death. And did you offer me a drink? No, because do you care?
I had to do the radio things.
Yeah, radio show.
You were fine.
What's funny is when I pass out on the ground and I'm laying
Raleigh's
there
right
choking
there. He
to,
would have
to death.
Dragged
and you're
you
like,
out.
Oh, it's okay. She's fine. She's not breathing. All right.
I almost threw a piece of ice at you. Revive you.
Okay. So we're talking about selling your house in August. The next thing is preparing the exterior of the home. So again, if you, one thing we do talk about a lot in the show is just cleaning things up. And I have seen some stunning outdoor exteriors lately, from just even washing, like just washing the front of the house to repainting the front porch to, I always talk about, I will always talk about the house over near Hagelbarger. I should find that listing to give the realtor and the
seller
credit, because they had that front porch. So even though it was on a high traffic road, they set it up with the fire pit, the heating lamps, the seating, even the seating was just phenomenal. And the house was far enough back that even if you were hearing the traffic, it was like such an inviting setting that you were like, it doesn't even matter. It was so beautiful.
Can't even hear it.
Yep. And
I know
so,
what you're talking about.
I think, you know, we're debating, we have a front porch, so I bought one of those like egg-shaped rocker cedar chairs that hang. I love it. So I always sit out there if the dogs are playing. So it's on my front. We have nicer, we have a fire pit on our back deck, and we have a place where we can eat on the back deck, and we have our grills and stuff on the back deck. But I just feel like that's my relaxing spot. And then I have like a chair so I can do, I don't know, just like, I feel like the front porch should be really, really relaxing, but I'm debating painting it black. And then we do have some, lights, 'cause my husband just loves like Christmas lights or lighting. He's really, really big onto lighting.
Yeah. I'm not big on Christmas lights, but lighting in general and houses showing is a huge thing, especially we're hitting the fall right now.
Yep. So we did buy like the Christmas light or the big white. We bought the white lighting from Costco. So we did
go
in.
On your deck?
Yeah. No, it strings on the front and then we string it across the driveway. And then we do have, he watched some show where basically you take, it's like flower hangers, but they're really tall, and it's you hook them up to your deck on the back, and then you put them all. They instead of hanging the flower pots off of them. So picture
the
really tall.
Yeah, yeah.
You hang the white Christmas lights. But he watched that on a Facebook or a YouTube or some kind of tutorial, and then went, "I think I can make this." And I said, "That's awesome, make it. That's great." So anything with lighting, just so we have extra lighting, and
totally
it looks,
with lighting.
Yeah. So because again, we have one of your hopefully clients down below us, so we always, you know, we see them when they come and go, and then
now they're gonna see your lighting.
Yes, and then there's, I don't know if it's him or the gentleman further down, do an amazing holiday display with fireworks during December. So we always have like a, we sit out there year round, and then so we try to make it really comfortable, and then we have the smokeless fire pit from
Solo
Costco.
Solo.
Yep. And it's, we didn't think, I mean, it seemed really, really weird, but it's amazing.
I love
it.
It's on my,
it is one of the best products I would highly recommend. And when they go on sale at
if
Costco,
any of my children are listening,
not,
Father's Day.
If you have not purchased that, when it goes on sale at Costco, it is a must buy.
Yeah.
It is smokeless.
You can get them under $400 at Costco on
it
sale.
It is phenomenal. And I know this is going to be super cheesy, but I went to Walmart, and Walmart had the color flames. So you can buy this packet of colored flame stuff.
Okay, so when we were kids, we had these pine cones that had colored wax on them. I think, you know, when we used to live in Anchorage up until third grade and then up here, but we had them all my life. You throw them in the fire, they change multicolors.
Yes.
For me, it was so...
sell those.
It was cool.
Yep, they sell those in...
No way.
I haven't seen them in Costco. I saw them in Walmart. I bought them thinking, is this going to be real? We used them in the fire pit. Totally real. Totally awesome. We sat out there and used a couple of them, and then I had only found one pack, but I bought a couple other packs when I saw them again. And I think they're only like $5 for the pack. I know they also sell them at Fred Meyer because I did find them again at Fred. So if you see them before they go out, they are so worth it in your fire pits. They're fun. They create a really nice ambiance. They're highly recommend, highly buy. So think about the exterior of your home. We have been cleaning gutters out. That has been great. We had our roof, the guy for our roofing come up and give us an estimate. He also looked at our gutters, gave us some things that we needed to do. So we did those repairs.
So gutters are so important.
Yes. So even thinking about, he actually cleaned out the back gutter for us while he was up there. But getting estimates of things can also have people. He looked at our chimney for us, told us where we needed to add some flashing and some molding, took pictures, sent those to us. So John knew what he needed to do to get up on the roof and make those quick repairs.
Cool.
So I think sometimes even if you're not ready, we don't need to repair the roof right now. We can totally get a new roof in 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
But I think when you do have people come out and give estimates, they sometimes really, if you're looking at somebody that's great at what they do, they really can give you some insight into like, hey, this is a great repair for you to be working on. He pointed out that we were missing a couple things on our gutters. So we went and got those. I think it was gutter shields or gutter guards or something. Gutter guards came off. And so,
like to keep the leaves out?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've added those. We did the flashing stuff.
How much were those?
They were inexpensive.
Seems like we went to Lowe's.
Yeah. We went to Lowe's, picked those
us
up.
Us coming off of water damage, combination of a bazillion different things, including our gutters. I mean, having clogged gutters is not a good thing.
Yep. So, you know, I mean, even looking, I think we're missing one tiny piece of siding on our house. It's double insulated or double sided or something because of the where we installed the heat tape or heat trace. So it's not necessary, but it's something we've looked at. So it's something that will be added. But just, you know, walking around, we have looked at everything. We replaced our front porch wasn't level. That was hysterically funny. So we took apart we took apart our front porch, found out that it was not attached to anything. It was just sitting there. So we took pictures of that and had the best laugh ever and said, of course, this is Alaska made. Just things that have been put together. So we repaired. Yep. We repaired all that, put it together, put our front steps back together, leveled everything out, went and bought all the, again, we're not selling, but it was just like, okay, we try to make a list of the things outside that we can do during the summertime that, you know, are smaller projects that we can get to. And then we have our big projects.
But, I mean, you guys could need to sell at any moment. I mean, your husband is married to you. So at any time, he could say,
oh, dear God, I need to leave.
Yes. Wow.
I need to run.
She wears fruit on her sweater.
Good luck. So I think we always just try to look at our small outdoor projects and our indoor projects. So right now I'm focusing on indoor. With the flooring, I'm trying to look at like what I want to do with the bathroom. And then
I'm doing toilets.
Yeah. I have our indoor. That's awesome. I have our indoor list going, but I think it's just important because I think what we tend to do as homeowners is we do like our normal maintenance. So we mow lawns and we do
change your water
stuff,
filters.
And we do those things. And then we don't really enjoy the thing. You know, we're kind of like, wish I had done these things when I lived there.
Yep.
And I wish I had.
Oh, it comes up all the time when you go in somebody's house.
Right.
You say, but do this, they do this, and they're like, I don't know if I want to move now.
Right.
I'm like,
I get it, man.
Right. Yeah.
And so, like I said to my husband, I said, we need to do the things that we really would like. You know, so I think about those things and invest. So that's where when I was telling you the flooring story earlier, I said I really would like it to be flooring I love. I don't want to get flooring that I'm like, oh, I would sell it with this flooring in this house. I want to love the flooring we have. I mean, I know we have dogs. I know we have this. And I don't want to have like a – I don't want a $50,000 floor. I'm not interested in a cork floor. I'm not interested in
– real hardwood or
– right. I'm not interested in that per se, but I want to love it. I want to come home and be like, I love this.
Yeah.
And even if we sell it, I still want to be like – this is a beautiful house. Somebody will love the things that we've done. It's neutral enough that, you know, they're like, yeah, this is great. But it has enough character in it that people are like, oh, I can do something with this.
Okay, Jamie. So we got to wrap up. If somebody wants you to grab flooring samples and come up to their house and spend the night with your flooring samples, how do they get hold of you?
Call me at 907-378-2400 and I'll bring those to your house.
Awesome. You guys have a happy Saturday. Stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way. Take care. Have fun. God bless. Happy Saturday.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.